Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
How did the retail sales go when we couldn't spend any money? Did they go badly?
Yes, you could say that. So, yes, a level three rolls on, eh, Mike? And this continues the year of challenge for the retail sector, amongst other sectors as well. But, of course, the poor old retail sector have been particularly hard hit. And yesterday we got the release of the second quarter, so the 3 months to the end of June retail sales numbers. Now, service industry, pretty material part of the New Zealand economy, and retail, very important part of the services sector. There were no prizes for guessing the direction of the move in retail sales in that three-month period. It was all just about the magnitude of the fall. And it was a record, Mike. Historic is how Stats New Zealand described it. A historic 15% fall, 14.6 actually, but that's the biggest quarterly drop on record in figures going back 25 years. Now, non-essential retail got smacked pretty hard. So we look at things like spending on eating out, accommodation away from home, vehicles and fuel, all down sharply. Offset to some degree by supermarket and grocery sales. They were strong, all those toilet rolls flying out the door. The 15% number, or 14.6, sort of market consensus was wide, Mike. There were lots of guesses at this. It was very wide. It was sort of in the middle, but there were expectations for around 20% falls as well. Geez, there's some big numbers in here, Mike. The sales for food and beverage services fell 40%, or 1.2 billion in the quarter. And if you just think about taking 1.2 billion out of an industry, it's surprising anybody survived. Fuel retailing down 35%, 770 billion. If we look regionally, $1.2 billion fall in Auckland, that was a 13% fall. Canterbury down 17%. 516 million. So the big populations, you obviously get the big, and the big population centres, you obviously get the big numbers. But drops in the South Island region were probably more significant to their economy because they lost all their international visitors. Now, you may see some upward revisions to some GDP estimates where people were picking this to be larger. We wait and see that. The resilience of retail, though, Mike, I think is going to be sorely tested now with this current shift back up the restriction scale. And we talk about the rebound in the third quarter. We have to see how strong that will actually be. I can't help but have concerns about the sustainability of the recovery, because how much of that rebound is driven by fiscal support. The thing is, that fiscal support could be around for quite some time. And I am sort of looking elsewhere. I look at Europe now, they're seeing a few rebounds, a few new outbreaks. We saw their recent PMI figure last week. That was weaker than expected, and the Australian numbers there starting to be dragged back by Melbourne as well. So nervous times, Mike.
Yep, Chorus did okay though.
Chorus did okay, yeah. So commenting on a couple of companies, Chorus Market pretty happy with the numbers their result yesterday. Share price up 2.43% today, a little pop higher there. Chorus is one of those companies, Mike, that fell along with everyone else in March, but it's actually bounced back, recovered, and gone higher and pushed quite a bit higher in the last couple of weeks. Dividend important in the current environment. They confirmed the dividend for next year as well. A little bit of regulatory risk around that. The result was in line with previous guidance that gave us in February. They've got some competition coming at them from 5G, but market not too concerned about that at the moment, Mike.
What about Freightways?
Freightways, yeah, look, sometimes looked at as a bit of a barometer for broader economic activity. They've got a whole lot of brand names underneath Freightways for people that don't know. Things like New Zealand Couriers, Post Haste Couriers, Sub 60. They do information management as well. Last year they acquired Big Chill Distribution. That's a fleet of refrigerated trucks. Result a little softer than last year. That was to be expected. They did give a positive update of trading to date this year. No final dividend, which is a prudent approach by the board. Markets seem pretty comfortable with the outcome, though, up 1%.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, that had a sea of green in front of me at the moment, Mike, on the numbers. 28,195 currently on the Dow. That's up 265 points, just under 1%. The S&P 500, 3,419, up 22.66%, of the Nasdaq currently up around 0.5%, 11,365. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 103 points, 1.7%, so a big move there. 6104 was the close. 22985 in the Nikkei, up 65. Shanghai Composite up 5, 3385. Across the Tasman, The ASX 200 gained a 10 yesterday, 6129.3% gain. And the NZX 50 did well, 0.72%, up 85 points, inching its way back towards 12,000, 11,921 on the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6535 US, 0.9116 Aussie, 0.5540 euro, 0.5003 pounds, 69.22 yen. Gold, a little bit weaker, $1,929.34. And Brent crude, $45.04.
Nice work. We'll see you tomorrow. Look forward to it. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.